And there's a third point I'd like to emphasize. We turn to Proverbs chapter 15. And we read verse 8, the second part. It says, the prayer of the upright is his delight. You see, God says when we pray with an upright heart, then he delights in our prayers. There is joy in heaven when there is an upright man praying here in this world. So keep that in your mind. Prayer is something that rejoices the heart of God. Okay? So these three points, keep them in your minds. We have a mighty God we pray to, and there are many examples for this in the Word of God. We enter heaven when we pray in spirit. We come before the throne of God, and there is joy. God is delighted if we pray with an upright heart. Now, there are many promises in connection with prayer. I've been told that I have only permission to speak for 20 minutes, so I have to be short. You see, God has given us promises and many promises in connection with prayer. Why does he do that? To stir us up to pray more and to take him at his word and to claim these promises even in prayer. And one promise that God has given us, we have already read in James chapter 5 verse 16, that the fervent supplication of the righteous man has much power. That's a fact. That's a promise that God has given us in his word. So when we pray, it is a powerful weapon that we are using. Let us keep that in mind. And God wants us to make use of this powerful weapon. And there are wonderful promises in connection with prayer and faith. I would like to read just one verse from Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. And we read verse 24. Where the Lord Jesus tells his disciples, for this reason I say to you, all things whatsoever you pray for and ask, believe that you receive it and it shall come to pass for you. A wonderful prayer, a wonderful promise that when we believe the things with all our heart, without doubting, God will bring them to pass. You see, there are many examples for this also in church history. George Miller has made that experience. Hudson Taylor has made that experience once when he was on his very first journey to China. He was on a boat, and while they were passing by an island, it was known that that island was known that there were cannibals who were living on that island. So when they were trying to pass the island, the wind ceased and they were slowly approaching the island. So the people, the company on board of the ship, they got scared. And the captain came to Hudson Taylor and says, you are always telling us that you have a great God, so you better pray for us, because when we land on the shore, we'll be done. So what Hudson Taylor said to the captain was, okay, I'll be willing to pray, but you have to set sails. You have to set sails. Then I'm willing to pray. The captain was a little bit, he didn't know what to do, because he said it doesn't make any sense. There's no wind at all. Why should I set sails? But Hudson Taylor said, without setting sails, I won't pray. So the captain set sails, and Hudson Taylor, he went in his cabin and he started praying. And only after a couple of minutes, the captain knocked on his door and said, are you still praying for wind? You can stop praying. We have more than enough. And they passed the island. And there are more examples than this in church history where people went on their knees believing that God would answer their prayers, and God made it happen. Wonderful, wonderful promises. In Matthew chapter 18 verse 19, the Lord Jesus says, when two of you, they agree upon a matter, whatsoever they ask, I will bring it to pass. And this is in connection with the assembly meeting, with the prayer meeting. God has given us a wonderful promise in connection with the prayer meeting. And we are not reading about 50 or 100 people. He says, two people, that's enough. And there's much power that God has given to the local assembly prayer meetings. So let's not be discouraged if there are only a few gathering. Even these few, when they are gathering for earnest prayer, God can use it to do mighty things. You see, when Peter was in prison, there were saints gathering, saints of a local assembly, they were gathering for a special prayer meeting. And they prayed and they prayed and they prayed until it knocked at the door and he stood outside. And there the Lord, he really fulfilled his promise, how mighty the weapon of prayer can be. Now, when we pray, we can do it with different attitudes. And of course, we always pray with reverence to God. That's for sure. But we also see in the Word of God that people, they have wrestled with God in prayer. And that's a wonderful thing. You see, Abraham, when he prayed for Sodom, he wrestled with God. Like he prayed for 50, for 45, for 40, for 35, for 30. And he went down and God answered and Abraham continued asking. When Jacob, he wrestled with God the whole night. And he says, I will not let you go except you bless me. And God found delight in that attitude. And God finds delight if we come with such an attitude to him. I will not let you go except you bless me. After this, God called him a fighter. He was a warrior. And God wants us to make more use of this wonderful and powerful weapon. You know, I just share that as a personal testimony. That was more than 10 years ago when we were still in Switzerland. We had the subject of missions, which is the subject of tonight, so much on our hearts with a couple of friends, that what we did is we rented a little house, cabin lock, probably you call it, in the forest where you have a place where you can make fire outside. And we said, we want to take God at his word and we are going to pray for missions and we are going to pray that the Lord may send forth laborers into his harvest. And we did that until late at night, crying out, sometimes with a loud voice there in the forest, that the Lord may fulfill his promise. And I tell you, he did great things. God wants to see also energy in our lives. And to pray with fervency, to pray fervently, that is something that God desires to see with us. And also persevering. You see, it's easy to start praying for something. And if it doesn't happen, if God is not answering right away, we so easily give up. But you see, God wants to see us to persevere in prayer and not to give up easily. In Luke chapter 18, the Lord Jesus, he told his disciples a parable. And the reason for this parable is that they should not faint. They should continue praying without giving up. And then there's this widow with this unrighteous judge and she's coming and coming and coming before him until she got what she desired. We see Elijah. When he prayed that it should rain again after 3.5 years, it didn't rain because of his prayer. And then he started to pray again that it should rain and he did it once and there was no answer and he did it twice and there was no answer and he continued praying 7 times and the answer came. So don't give up easily. Continue praying. Bring the same matter again and again and again before the Lord. The Lord delights in this. There are obstacles for prayer. It's a whole subject for an evening. But I just want to mention 2 of them. In James chapter 4 verse 2, it says, you have not because you ask not. And sometimes I have the impression we do not ask enough. You see, God is the giver of every good gift. And it's God's character in his goodness. He delights in giving. But he's waiting that people come and ask. So ask for small things and ask for bigger things and leave it to God. If it is according to his will, he will respond. It was William Carey who said, expect great things from God and attempt great things for God. And that's what he did. He translated the Bible
portions of the Bible in more than 40 different Indian languages. Imagine. That's what he did by the grace of God. But he had this in mind: expect great things from God, attempt great things with God. Now, the other point is that we sometimes pray with the wrong motivation. And James says this also in James chapter 4, verse 3, that we may use it for our own benefit without thinking of the glory of God. When we pray, let us always consider, is this something that brings glory to God? Is that my desire? Let us really ask ourselves this question when we pray. There are many more things, right? Relationships, of course, sin in our life is a hindrance for God to answer prayer. Many other things. Now, I want to come to my final point. The time's already almost up. And that is to give an encouragement to pray, even in our days, for local revival. You see, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, when the house of God, the temple, was inaugurated by Solomon, the Lord gave a wonderful promise. And he says, when my people come, and when they humble themselves before me, when they confess their sins, and when they ask something, I will listen. I will open the windows of heaven again. That's God's promise when we pray. And this is still, of course, that refers to Israel, but it's still valid today for us, even in 2019. Let us pray that the Lord may revive us again, personally. Let us confess. Maybe you have stopped praying for something. Maybe you don't feel like praying. Maybe you have become superficial. Confess it. Simply confess it before the Lord, uprightly, earnestly, sincerely. And the Lord will give grace, and the Lord will give revival again. He will stir up again. And this is something that we have experienced recently in 2019. I have seen young people like you praying for several hours, even for a whole night. That's happening in 2019. We have seen revival recently. I don't mention where it is, but we have seen this. And it's going on in our days. And that's my challenge to you. We have the same God, and he is the hearer of prayer, and I am convinced if he sees us praying more, he will respond. Give you one hint. Pray that the Lord may give you one friend, or two, or three, or four, or five, that you can pray with. And take time, take an evening, and reserve time, and you say, well, let's pray for an hour. And if you have energy, you pray for another hour. Start and prove the Lord. The Lord says, prove me if I will not again open the windows of heaven. And prayer is the key that God has given us. He is still the same. He says this in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. I, the Lord, I change